Today's gospel is a powerful statement of faith, a faith that changes and transforms the hearts of others. My first job as a teacher at a Catholic school in Harlem, all my students were students of color. On occasion, I visited the homes of these families. And what I was a witness to, I was a witness to their faith, the faith to endure and to move mountains, a faith of survival, breaking the chains of racism and discrimination. The Canaanite woman in this story knows who she is. Her faithful knowing, she summons Jesus to help her. She is not afraid. Even in her circumstances, she is an outcast, a woman subjected to segregation and a first century brand of racism. The Canaanite woman confronts the one who she knows, who will save her daughter. She has faith and hope that will move mountains. It moves Jesus. The Canaanite woman is not intimidated by rejection and the racist terms that are used. She stands her ground. She is called a lost sheep. She is called a dog. She is determined. Like the Canaanite woman, many of my students' grandparents stood tall, confronting the laws of segregation, not in Tyre or Sidon, but in the state of Louisiana and in the Catholic Church, where human beings were not being respected because of color. As people of color, they were segregated in this Catholic Church, not this one, but the one that they grew up in. And like in that at that time, the white people received communion first. And then when the people of color went to receive Holy Communion, the priest put on white gloves for fear of touching a person of color. Despite being a pagan and an outcast, the Canaanite woman refuses to be sent away. Her faith sets her free and heals her daughter. The resiliency of this woman sustains her. Faith inspires us. Faith inspires us to be advocates for those who don't have a voice. We hear in today's first reading to do what is right and what is just by welcoming all people into the house of God. That means we welcome, we cherish, we appreciate. But even when we go beyond this church where we have the word, have heard the word of God and have nourished ourselves with the healing sacraments of the body and blood of Christ, when we do go out into the world, we are to treat others likewise. Not passing judgment, not putting people to the side, not threatening them, advocating for policies that respect their dignity means supporting the unborn, those on death row, migrants, those who are victims of domestic violence, those who suffer from drug addiction, for those who question their gender. We are called to pray and advocate. My brothers and sisters, we are called to do what is good and what is right. Turning the other way from someone who is suffering or inflicting, bigotry and racist attitudes or sexist attitudes does not lead to what is good or what is right. So let us continuously, have a faith that moves mountains and empower those who are seeking what they want is what is right and just.